Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. I ask Allah to raise the rank of our beloved and master, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all the prophets before him, such as Prophet Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all the way to Adam. We ask Allah to increase our knowledge and to protect us from ignorance. The proof for the existence of God, Allah, the Creator. Allah exists without a doubt. There is no doubt in the existence of God, the Creator. Allah said in Surah Ibrahim, verse 10, أَفِلَّهِ شَكْ. This ayah means there is no doubt about the existence of Allah. The existence of this world is a proof for the existence of God, the Creator, Allah. It is intellectually invalid to accept the existence of an action without someone doing it, as it is invalid to accept the existence of copying and writing without a copier and writer. Hence, this world, by precedence, has a creator, and this creator is Allah the Exalted. Allah exists and is not similar to the creations. He exists without a manner of being, unlike the creations, and without a place. Imam Ahmad al-Rifa'i said, the ultimate knowledge about Allah, God, is to believe with certitude in His existence, Ta'ala, without a manner of being and without a place, because Allah does not need any of the creations. So what is the general meaning of no one is God except Allah, or Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah? The general meaning of no one is God except Allah is, I declare with my tongue and I believe in my heart that no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah. That is, no one deserves to extremely subjugate one's self to except Allah. He is the only one who deserves the ultimate submission. This is the worship, which is, if one practices to other than Allah, one becomes a mushrik, a blasphemer. Worship is not just calling, asking another for help, or asking another for rescue, as some people claim. Imam Taqiyuddin As-Subki said, worship, al-ibadah, is the ultimate degree of submission and subjugation. So, this means Allah is one. He is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. Nothing resembles God in any way, and Allah does not need any of His creations. This world is a proof that God exists. If the mind does not accept the fact that a building cannot be without a builder, and a book cannot be without a writer, therefore, this world cannot be without a creator. And the creator who created all of the creations and all of the worlds is God, the only one God, and the only creator, and the only one who deserves to be worshipped. And He sent prophets to teach the people about the religion, about Islam. And all these prophets, they taught Islam to their people. The first of them was Adam, going through other prophets such as Abraham, Moses, even Jesus, and finally Muhammad. They all came with the same religion, Al-Islam. No one is God except Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and Allah knows best.